Earth, sky.
Today, what happens when a fungus invades the body of a tropical carpenter ant in Thailand?
The result? Zombie ants. The fungus can only complete its life cycle through the ant. It infects the entire animal, including its central nervous system.
You can tell when a carpenter ant has been infected. Instead of marching purposefully down a trail, an infected worker ant walks about haphazardly, zombie-like.
Sporadic convulsions set in, causing the infected ant to fall from the canopy to the moist, leafy understory below. That's an ideal place for the fungus to grow. The fungus drives infected ants to select leaves above the soil surface. Then a curious thing happens. When the sun shines at its highest intensity of the day, at solar noon, the ant sinks its mandibles into the leaf's main vein on the underside of the leaf.
Scientists call this stage the death grip because the ant is now locked to the leaf, giving the fungus growing inside a secure attachment. The ant's jaws remain locked to the leaf long after the ant itself is dead. About 2 to 3 days after the death grip, a fruiting body emerges from the dead ant's head. It releases spores into the air, ready to infect another ant victim. For more, come to earthsky.org and search for zombie ants. I'm Deborah Bird.
And I'm Jorge Salazar. EarthSky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.